This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. This program contains mature content and may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Good evening, Bahamas. Good evening, Bahamas. This is Kendini Campbell Moss, and I am here, and this is Kenny's Corner. You are listening to the sound of Sweet Caroline. Now, you would have known that this would be the song that brought the Saxon superstars to absolute victory on Bay Street four straight. I tell you. Bam, bam, bada. Dun, dun, dun. But listen, we are not here to talk about John Canoe this
indeed,
evening.
Indeed.
Now, this is another sexy Tuesday, 20 toes weather, where we can cuddle and lay next to that special, special someone. You know, my show is mostly about relationships and how to have better relationships and how to auger better in society. Mm-hmm. But this month of January, it's a fresh start. I don't know how I get back on the radio, but they seem to love me, so I am back,
indeed,
baby.
Indeed.
And so we are going to talk about a new you, a shift of the paradigm,
yes.
Restruction, reconstruction, mm-hmm. re-energizing. We're going to talk about shifting, and not S-H-I-F-T.
Mm-mm.
Spell it, Mr. Thompson.
S-H-Y-F-T. S-H-Y-F-T.
I have with me in studio this evening Mr. Ahmad Rashad Thompson.
Indeed.
And we're going to talk about shift. We're going to shift the environment, shift the element. We're going to shift their mindset. We have a call already, Chris? I just reached.
Wow.
Oh, I wonder what this is about.
I wonder who that could be.
Good evening, caller.
Good evening. How are you doing, Mom?
I'm wonderful, sir. How are you?
I'm okay, Mom. Notice I called you Donovan's sister. Good. I had to catch you. But I'm riding with someone. And you know, you said it's the beginning of the new year, and I just want to marry the two. But I think, Ms. Moss, before we move on into becoming a new you, we're going to have to shed some old up. And right now, as I'm driving, listening to the sexy Tuesday, trying to get my home prime for the night and whatnot, like, being a Saxon and have to sleep with a Bali girl. Difficult, man.
What a time.
You understand? And so, just now I had my passenger like, oh, if you're calling in because you're the Saxon and this and that, it's a relationship show. But I can need you, Miss Moss, to help us Saxon and Balis who live in the same households and lay down in the same bed. We haven't been able to bring it together in the culture, but we're going to need to figure out how to bring it together.
Well, let me tell you what to do right now. This Donovan sister, I mean the whole Donovan sister thing, but listen to me very carefully. I have the backline chairman with me all day, every day. He is a one family. Mr. Ruben Rumpa-Pum-Pum Delaval, right? And we are in relationship. We are in concert. And so our relationship, we can't talk Junkanoo. I have to let him do his Junkanoo thing over there, and I do my Junkanoo thing over there. But what I want you to tell your beautiful, lovely wife, right, who is a Valley boy, I don't know, she's 1958, or let her know that a real person loves a Saxon. They take care of a Saxon. They are with a Saxon. That makes her great by association. So she should just fall in line. How about that?
I mean, I basically told her, we've done four straight. Just prepare for some of this fire starting and call it a day.
What a time.
Do you want me to get her a shirt?
Just prepare for some of this fire starting and call it a day.
That is. What about, are there any children in the marriage?
Both of them, all of them in the valley with their mommy. You know how to behave with mommies.
Man, what is this?
They mark or they go, but it is what it is.
Listen, my mom is a diehard valley girl.
Yes.
My father is the dirtiest Saxon you will find.
I can tell you that.
Okay? If he was a real Saxon, so, you know, Eddie, Star, Killer, Thompson.
I tell
from
you.
From Sun Oil, Bahamas Limited. That's my one daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And he has been a Saxon for as long as I've known him. My mom has been a Valley girl for as long as I've known her.
And
they somehow make it work.
And Christmas dinners.
On Bay Street, on Christmas after, when Christmas dinner over, he gone to Bay Street and she knows it.
Mm-hmm.
She supports him as a Valley girl.
Mm-hmm.
He supports her as a Saxon.
So, Ms. Marshall, just tell him, as you get into the show, we know, you know, you wear many hats, but
many.
You know, as you go into the show, just bear that there's some smoke we gotta clear, because there's some Saxons and some Valley girls who gotta lay together tonight. We want to have a fire tonight.
I think we make good music together. So let us lay together. Let us love.
It's better to lay on the mountaintop than in the valley.
If you cannot lay in the valley, nothing happens good in the valley.
I gone.
What a tie.
Ahmad.
Yes, ma'am.
I like that man and that woman.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have a good time tonight. Miss, just put your leg on the man and just call it a night, okay? No rowing. Now, Ahmad,
mm-hmm.
talk to us about what you're bringing to the table. Now, ladies and gents, I do have questions that you would have sent to me in my inbox for Ahmad to start the show off. But Ahmad, tell us about Shift. Talk to us about what Shift actually is.
Yeah. So first of all, Kennedy, the Shift Conference is an assignment from God to me.
Okay.
In 2020, yeah, the year 2020, right after, well, toward the end of the year of 2020, when the pandemic was, we were in the thick of it. Mm-hmm. Everything was closed, lines for grocery, come outside and get shoot because nobody's going to lock you up. All of that was happening.
Right.
And he said to me, son, the people have forgotten who I am and whose they are. While the world has been placed on a stop, whether permanent or temporary, I am not out of business. I'm not closed down. I don't have COVID.
Right.
But they need a reminder. And so then, back then, it was called, I did a series on YouTube called Shift into Focus.
Mm-hmm.
It was a series that featured five Bahamian individuals, one episode per letter of the word shift. Fast forward to 2023, when the Holy Spirit said, this needs to be a gathering,
mm-hmm.
some sort of a come together, a convene, if you will.
Right.
And what happened was that we created an opportunity for persons. The first conference was a free conference.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, now, Lord, you want me to do all these things now and do it for free? He said, yes, son, this is for free. We had 328 people gathered in the Fox Hill Community Center.
Right.
On, I think that would have been January 24th that year. I can't remember the exact date. But what we did was we put a conference together with people who, one, needed a job.
Mm-hmm.
So we had four topics. Help, I hate my job. Help, I need a job. Help, I'm stuck on my job. Help, I lost my job.
Okay.
And no matter who you were in that year, you had been in one of those buckets at some point.
Right.
In fact, you may have been on all four at some point.
Right.
Right? So we got people together to help them understand, how do you now reposition yourself after having been feeling one of these things?
Right.
I on the job, but I hate it like dog. I can't stand it.
Right.
The person I am and I'm on this job, I really don't know. I don't recognize this person anymore.
At all.
I feel stuck. I've been here for 20 years, 10 months, 1 year, 5 years, and I feel like I'm not going anywhere. How do I move past this?
Right.
I feel like the other topics were, I lost my job. I've been here. One of the persons who spoke at our conference had been on a job for 27 years. Had her children, put them through school. They was in college. Mm-hmm. She got a call one day, one Thursday afternoon. Hey, what to do? Don't worry about it. Yesterday was your last day, your money in your account.
Oh, wow.
Senior Vice President of Human Resources.
Wow.
For 27 years of her life. She got a phone call. Everything's straight. Don't worry about it. We good. And then the last topic was help. I need a job. So you've been home. The pandemic had come. You didn't know what to do. You couldn't do your resume. All of these things was happening. But we put people in a room with persons who were in the HR space who could help them reevaluate who they were. Because this conference is also a call to action, Kenny. There's just no time to be making excuses and waiting on the union thing to get, look, what you can do.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do for yourself, with yourself, by yourself? Mm-hmm. You need to pull your socks up. My niece, you know her well, mm-hmm. said to me, uncle, put your head in the game, bro. Mm-hmm. Kenny, I never been so ashamed and so inspired in my whole life.
Exactly.
Because it made me feel like, wait a minute, if my head in the game, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Right?
We have to get serious about what you want from life. And sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes it starts with you.
Right.
Right? Are you having the honest conversations with yourself? Are you prepared to talk yourself out of the stoop and get into what you're supposed to be doing, get into your purpose?
Okay.
So the Shift Conference is a gathering of persons who have done that. Are they perfect? Absolutely not. They're human just like me and you. They fumble the ball regular.
Regular.
But they've decided the fumbling can be my stopping point. It's going to be my starting point. I'm going to use this fumble, this mistake, this opportunity as an opportunity, not as an obstacle.
Okay.
So this year, fast forward 3 years, now we're into our third annual conference, which is going to take place in exactly 2 weeks and 3 days.
Right.
January 31st, 2025, we've gathered people like the Incandescent.
Hi.
Kendanique Campbell Moss.
Hi. Hello.
Who will take the stage at the Shift Conference to help you to understand how to take where you are and make it where you need to be.
Absolutely.
Turn your reality around. Take your reality and make it what you want it to be. These people have decided I'm no longer going to wait for anything. I'm going to shift into action. I'm going to shift into purpose, shift into innovation, shift into all things new,
right,
and take my life where I want it to be.
But I do feel like we need to also be honest with our listening audience, right? Mm-hmm. And we must be able to say to them that sometimes the shift happens because we were uncomfortable.
Yes.
When... I can relate to the whole shift mindset, right, Ahmad? Because I was employed for many years, mm-hmm. just like probably that VIP
mm-hmm.
at the Ministry of Tourism and mm-hmm. Aviation. And they said you had to have a specialized master's degree in order to achieve this post that I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I got the master's degree and they said, no, we can't give it to you. They gave it to somebody else.
Wow.
So I said, I think that I'm being stifled here.
Mm-hmm.
So I left, went to Alive, downsized. My job became redundant.
Mm-hmm.
I was without a job, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to figure out what I was going to do. I have all these degrees,
mm-hmm.
but no work.
Mm-hmm.
And so there I was. And so I had to reinvent myself. And it wasn't because I wanted to, because I literally had
no other
to.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned the industrial unrest that we are experiencing or that we were experiencing yesterday and mm-hmm. a little bit of today. But I want people to know that some political leaders see beyond colors.
Mm-hmm.
The Honorable Pia Glover Roll gave me an opportunity when nobody else would.
Wow.
Pia gave me the opportunity to work, to show my worth,
mm-hmm.
and she empowered me as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for what she does as a woman in this country, it should be commended. And I think that sometimes the men give her a hard time because they think that she's a pushover,
mm-hmm.
but she's entrenched in labor law. She knows her stuff,
mm-hmm.
Ahmad.
Mm-hmm.
And if she says to me right now, Kendanique, hey, I need you for something, it is done.
Mm-hmm.
Because she gave me an opportunity to put a roof over my head,
mm-hmm.
to put food on my table, and mm-hmm. to give my daughter a good quality of education.
Mm-hmm.
But she empowers other people. What you are doing, Ahmad, I passed your conference when you had it at Bahama.
Mm-hmm.
Our parents are parents from over the hill.
Mm-hmm.
But when I passed that door last year, I was doing a wedding for someone.
Mm-hmm.
And I passed the door and I said, damn. Look what Ahmad doing. Mm-hmm. Ahmad is in Bahama.
Mm-hmm.
Ahmad ain't on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
Ahmad is in Bahama hosting a conference and you had that place packed.
Mm-hmm.
And if nobody else gives you your flowers, I'm giving them to you because Ahmad, you are doing yeoman's work.
Thank you so much.
And it takes me and you,
mm-hmm.
it takes all of us to do what needs to be
yes,
done.
Yes.
And it has to be a shift. Is there a code? Is there anything that you can utilize for people that are listening now, mm-hmm. if they want to attend, that they can maybe get a percentage mm-hmm. off? Is mm-hmm. there something? Can you give us that, please?
Absolutely. What I want you to do right now, I want you to evaluate where you are today and ask yourself, do you want to be here next year at the same time? You have to make a decision to bet on yourself. You have to make the determination that I want more for me and I deserve the more that I want. But it also takes an investment. It takes you giving yourself the time, the effort, the energy, the money you need to get where you want to go. If you make the decision to change your life, because I guarantee you, you will change your life at this conference. Your life will never be the same. It's impossible to be around people who have made the decision to do better and not want to do the same thing.
I think too, Ahmad, right? We need to get involved with people like Leslie and Miller Bryce. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I see that Leslie is doing something in a community where she has these planners. And I guess these planners are for people to put out what it is that they need to do for mm-hmm, the year. Mm-hmm. Even though this is almost the middle of the month, it's still a place to start. Every day you get up, it's an opportunity for you to start
every
fresh.
Every single day. So every day.
I'm going to reach out to Leslie and ask her what that's about and so that she can tell the people. But you have women that are out there daily, you have men that are out there daily, and I think a huge part of it too is mentorship.
Absolutely.
One of the questions that I got in my inbox was about mentoring. Mm-hmm. Who was your mentor? Who did you look to?
Listen, Kenny, I have been I almost believe sometimes God is treating me unfairly.
You think so?
I think he's to meet like a different kind of favor. I work for myself. I have my own company. I'm a business owner now. But when I was
you're not employed at all, Ahmad, by a 9-to-5?
Ma'am, I have been delivered. I've been set free.
Ma'am.
No more chains holding me. Hey! Shout with me. Give God the glory.
I say St. Francis.
No longer bound.
Cathedral.
No longer bound. I am free. Hallelujah.
Ahmad, how does it feel?
I am free.
How does it feel?
Hold on now. See, before I have to answer three questions.
Okay, the mental thing. Right, right.
The code.
Right, the code.
If you go to theshiftexperience.com, we'll talk more about the conference throughout the hour, but if you go to theshiftexperience.com, that's shift spelled with a Y.
Right.
T-H-E-S-H-Y-F-T. EXPERIENCE, theshiftexperience.com, and you register for the conference today using the code BREAKTHROUGH, regular spelling of BREAKTHROUGH, 25, you will receive $50 off of your VIP and or general admission ticket. Why should you book VIP? You get a whole bunch of stuff. Our platinum partner, Access Core Work Suites, is gifting you a free month's membership at Access Core Work Suites on One Plaza West, out over Oxford Bay. You get access to their boardroom and our training space for up to 2 hours in that particular month. You get a 20% discount on your membership should you decide to become a member of the organization. You get access to our Winner's Edge pre-conference cocktail reception, where you will have an intimate opportunity to connect with these life-changing people.
Absolutely.
Who have taken life by the horns. You heard Kenny say, I decided, because one, I had no other choice, but two, I wasn't going to be let down and be in a corner crying all day to shift. So how do you do that, Kenny? Let me tell you how I do it, Ahmad. Let me tell you what I do. She's going to give you the secret sauce, if you will, in that intimate setting the night before the conference. You also get preferred seating on the day of the conference. You get access to our speakers in a unique and exciting way. If you book that ticket tonight, you get a total of $50 off of your VIP and or general admission ticket. Get your cousin M together, please.
I will.
Call your girlfriends. Call your brethren who go to the thing on bed every week and don't do nothing but sense. Call them. You'll come to the Shift Conference and change your life.
But I think, too, a part of it, too, Ahmad, is we don't know where to start. Like, my cousin Koya, I go to a specific lady to get my makeup done, right? Mm-hmm. And Tammy is fantastic. But all the time, I may not be able to go to Tammy because I may need like a discounted rate on something mm-hmm, else. Mm-hmm. So Koya put me on game to this other lady, and it allows me to, when I show up to some place, look good.
Always look good. Be ready.
I sometimes people say, well, where do you get your suits? If I tell you, you'll think that I'm telling a lie.
Yes, yes, yes.
But I go on Temu, I go mm-hmm. on Amazon, and I don't buy one or two. I buy like two or three. Mm-hmm. Then I take them to Rolex. Rolex fits them out. But mm-hmm. you have to share. You can't be gatekeeping,
man.
You can't gatekeep. Hair ain't for everybody. I'm bald headed.
Yeah.
So I go to the barber every Wednesday. I do my little thing home and mix the thing, mm-hmm. and I mix my own. I do my own hair.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to be able to share. If you're not imparting the information to someone else, you are wasting your time.
Absolutely.
Leslie is in the Seabreeze community, mm-hmm. right? I shouldn't call her Leslie or Her Excellency. That's mm-hmm. disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
Her Excellency has an opportunity for Smart Family Initiative official launch. It's a community meeting. So she has that with people that are going to inform you how to save and how to do different things. Mm-hmm. And what it is, I see the flyer now. The first 150 attendees receive a 2025 budget planner. These are the types of people that put the tools in your hand.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They're not just holding the information to them.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say, I am in this situation and all y'all around me have money. All y'all around me mm-hmm. have resources mm-hmm. and no one helping me.
No one to pour in.
Who? What you doing?
Two things stand out to me, Kenny. One, people like Her Excellency are world changers.
Absolutely.
They are changing the world right where they live.
But it comes from my mother, you know.
It comes from somewhere.
It comes from somewhere.
You know what I mean?
Because Joyce put something in Leslie.
Miss Joyce trained me in Scotiabank.
Hello, Joyce put...
Take care of me, feed me, give me lunch, give me food.
Joyce put something in Leslie.
Come on.
Donna put something in me.
Mm-hmm.
And Timmy put something in you.
Yes,
Uncle Eddie
yes.
put something in you.
Mm-hmm.
I think it has to do with our surroundings. But mm-hmm. I'm not everybody may not have the same socioeconomic background.
No, and that's
so
reality.
You have to help somebody else.
I think this is the key about the Shift Conference, Kenny. Every time the Holy Spirit gives me these people named to call, nobody is telling me no.
No.
Everybody on this flyer, dead busy, Kenny.
Mm-hmm.
25 people, some coming in from out of town,
mm-hmm.
out of the region, out of the country,
yes.
are coming in to gift the people in the audience their insight, their experience, their wherewithal, their struggles, their challenges, their answers.
What does that say to you?
It says to me two things. One, people believe in the vision
mm-hmm.
of what we're doing at the Shift Conference. We are really here to change lives. That's the goal of this conference, to get you from the point of aspiration to the point of action. Stop waiting around. Stop hoping and wishing and thinking, man. Start to do something. Additionally, these people are interested in seeing the world get better. They're not telling me, oh, I'm mad. I can't do it if this ain't, man, listen, I'm mad. When the thing be? I got to change my schedule around. I come in because I want somebody to know I was once where you were. You have people like Lincoln Deal, who is a serial entrepreneur in our country. Whatever you believe, politically and all this other stuff, don't matter. This man is giving. This is his second time on a Shift Conference. People like Kishelle Davis, who have come and say, man, I believe in this vision. I want to sow in somebody's life. I want to gift them what I know. I want to tell them my story. You have people like Levin Wilson, who has been an entrepreneur and a marketer.
Serial entrepreneur. Yes.
All of his life. You have people like Vernice Walking and Tamika Falls, who are from Atlantis, and Nad. Women in our industry have been in business for decades. But I've said, listen to me. I want a young woman. I want a 21-year-old to come take my job. I want a young somebody to come and say, man, listen, how do I get to the point of C-suite when I don't know where to stop, when I don't know where to begin?
Do you know Vernice Walking gave me my job at the Ministry of Tourism?
Wow.
I met Vernice. I was in school in Atlanta, and I came home
mm-hmm.
For Christmas break or something. I was about to graduate, and I saw Vernice at Junkanoo. She was sitting on the bleachers right on the side of my mommy.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, ma'am, I know who you are. I'd like to give you my CV.
Mm-hmm.
She said, sure. I sent her the CV that night. Vernice Walking called me the next day. They had someone call me from tourism the next
mm-hmm.
day. I went in, I took the exam, and I was hired. And Vernice gave me an opportunity. I always say that my loftier goal is to one day become the Director General of the Ministry of Tourism and
wow.
Aviation. When you walk through the airport, I want you to be able to feel welcome to the
yes.
islands of the Bahamas.
Yes.
I want you to know that entrenched in our history is rich and it's
mm-hmm.
it's culture and it's Junkanoo and it's our people because
mm-hmm.
we have to know what our product is.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone could sell sun, sand, and sea. But these people would have given me an opportunity.
Yes.
Just as someone gave you an opportunity,
mm-hmm.
Ahmad, because
mm-hmm.
someone had to help you. Someone had to help me.
Yes.
One of the other questions I have for you here. Oh, this Tuskris telling me is the Eye of the Tiger. This is my favorite. The Rocky sequel is my favorite, you know. I know every Rocky movie word for word. Chris, I have to take a break. Hey, I don't like how you are acting this year, Chris. Where are snacks? Got to talk to Dwight. Oh, gosh. Here we go. All right, ladies and gents. We are going to be back. My throat is in and out because, of course, I've been screaming because, you know, the Saxons got four straight on Bay Street. And so my voice is...
And a short commercial, Chris.
My voice is in and out.
Got it, Chris.
So,
got it, Chris.
We go to commercial.
So many times it happens too fast. You change your path.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
All over the Bahamas, only Mahatma. Whether it's Bimini in the north or Mayaguana in the south, if you cook in white rice, fried rice, or peas and rice, pumpkin rice, crab and rice, or pumpkin rice for the best results, it must be Mahatma. Everyone loves Mahatma. Look for Mahatma long grain, gold, jasmine, basmati, or yellow rice. And for a healthier option, Mahatma brown rice. All over the Bahamas, only Mahatma.
Guess what I did in school today?
Hold on, sweetie. Mommy's sending a text.
But Mommy, my teacher said that you're not supposed to text and drive.
I know what I'm doing.
Oh, look, Mommy, the Smith twins. Mommy, watch out!
In 2017, approximately 54 people died as a result of traffic accidents. A percentage of these fatalities occurred as a result of texting while driving. Just taking your eyes off the road for 5 seconds can increase your chance of crashing. Remember, even the smallest voice counts.
Brought to you by UB Radio and Guardian Radio 96.9.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong, and I grew strong, and I learned how to get along. And saw your back from out of space. I just walked in to find you here with that sad look upon your face. I should have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you leave your key. If I'd have known for just 1 second you'd be back to bother me. Oh, I'll now go. Walk out the door. Just turn around now, 'cause you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to hurt me with goodbye? Did you think I'd crumble? Did you think I'd lay down and die? Oh, no, not I. I will survive. Oh, as long as I know how to love, I know I'll be alive. I've got all my life to live. I've got all my love to give. And I'll survive. I will survive.
Good afternoon, and we're back with another transformative and sexy Tuesday here on Guardian Radio, Kenny's Corner, Guardian 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk all day. And we are here with Mr. Ahmad Thompson. He is a wonderful inspiration. We're talking about shift, not S-H-I-F-T, S-H-Y-F-T.
Absolutely.
Now, Mr. Thompson, we have so many inbox questions for you. Now, this is one of the questions. What steps did you take to establish your personal brand, and how important is branding in achieving long-term success?
Oh, boy. This is one of my favorite topics.
Okay.
Listen to me. You've been taught and told that you're showing off when you in people's face, when you appear to be everywhere. Right. Or she doing too much, he doing, why you got to be every? Forget them and forget that.
I like to do the most.
Come on.
Because when I listen, you see us at school, And the parents always say, oh, you're just so extra. And I said, you're very basic.
Come on. And look at the feeling you bring for those children.
For the children.
When we scream an other children's name, who mommy and daddy in the audience stream up. But your baby laughs, smiling, and oh, look at me, look at me.
Look at me. Come on. The children want their accolades. Let's be extra.
Visibility builds credibility, Kenny.
Absolutely.
Credibility leads to viability. People call you because they've seen you somewhere doing something phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
I want her to do it for my team as well.
Right.
Today I was in a session for a client.
Right.
That happened to have other clients of theirs in that session.
Mm-hmm.
Today I walked away with 7 offers.
You work to work again.
Come on. And they could only say, they didn't have to go to no decision. They are the decision makers in the room, by the way.
End of
These
story.
CEOs, directors, VPs, listen, when you're free, because I need you to come and this what we have, this what we have it. Sign up now. If I wasn't in their face, if I wasn't in their eyes, and you want to be seen doing the right thing for the right reason, of course.
Right.
You don't want to be up and about making noise and having skullduggery, doing skullduggery. But your visibility builds your credibility. They've seen me do this before.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps he does it well. Let me check on. Let me see if he could do it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Think about it this way. If you aren't visible, I can't know what you can do.
Right.
If I don't see you do it, I can't believe you can do it.
Yes.
If I don't believe you can do it, I can't tell anybody else that you can do it either.
Absolutely.
So now that I've been in your face, you've seen me somewhere, you've been visible to me, I've been visible to you rather, I've built or I'm building my credibility with you, you trust that I can do what I say I can do. Then all of a sudden, man, I know I need somebody to train my staff on so. Man, call this guy, he's the best. Man, I need somebody to do my so-and-so, call her, she's the best. You build the viability because you've built your credibility by being visible.
This is a question for you, Ahmad.
Sure.
This person says, Ahmad, I understand the branding, but what happens on my off day if I just want to go to the grocery store? Do I have to have on a suit and a tie? Will my branding exceed me in slippers?
No. Here's what I say to that. I was in Meat Max the other day, Kenny.
Right.
Pop right down. Let me send me the Gavin list. I go on to the store. Mash right down. I mean, he ain't right. And the gentleman said, I saw you last night on Clint Watson's show.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, oi, mom. Okay, how you feel about it? He said, man, he was talking good sense.
Right.
He didn't look at me once.
Right.
Head to toe to say, look at this man who I just see dressed up last night in 3-piece suit on the TV today.
Right.
First of all, people respect humanity. Nobody walking around perfect every day, Kenny.
No.
Your brand is not what people see when you in the corner by yourself, you know. Your brand is what you put out there typically every day.
Right.
People know that I bring excellence. They've been accustomed to the level of excellence that I choose to walk in. That doesn't mean that if I did a barbershop or if I get into a little 2-piece from down the road, I have a 3-piece suit every time I go out. They've become accustomed to my brand because of the visibility.
Mm-hmm.
I have built credibility with them. So when they see me in the road getting some Kentucky or going to Meat Max or picking up my needs from school, I don't have to be fully dressed to do so.
Okay.
Now there are others who may feel, Ahmad, I don't agree with that because my brand is synonymous with everything that I do. That's fine. But I've spent the time getting to build a brand that people can trust to get them out of their rut, not to look good. Now that comes to looking good because you give me the job because of the way I look.
Mm-hmm.
Not like aesthetically, but just the way I present. I present like I know what I'm talking about.
And that's half the battle.
That's half the battle already done. People always talk in the foolishness, but don't judge a book by its cover. Excuse me, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
You have given me the cover to look at. Why shouldn't I judge it?
You're in
control of the cover.
If
you want a better judgment, give me a better cover to look at.
Do better.
Come on.
Okay, this is another question. This question is based on legacy.
Mm-hmm.
What do you hope your professional journey will inspire in others, particularly aspiring entrepreneurs?
Wow. I want my legacy to be that I trusted God at every turn. I leave the people job because God tell me to.
I wanted to ask you that, Ahmad. When you say you left your job,
mm-hmm.
you left your job and you just relied on the Holy Spirit.
On the Holy Spirit. I went to speak to a conference last year, Kenny, in June.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, in January of last year, right after I stepped off the shift stage, God told me, this, whatever you do in this year will define the next 3 to 4 generations. When I talk, just listen and move.
Mm-hmm.
Don't question me. Don't ask you no questions. Don't pray on that. Move. That's obedience time. Fine. I like God when God is called gangster to me. Like, son, we ain't slapping up. Let's go. Let's move. I went to the conference in June. I spoke to the conference in June in Chicago. I came off the stage, Kenny, and as I put my foot on the ground, I felt like I had stepped into a new level of something. It was dimension. Different.
Dimension.
A new dimension.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, there's something happened. There's something actually shifted.
Mm.
I get back. I'm on the plane coming home and I feel in my spirit, but I don't want to go back to this job. This has nothing to do with the job. The job was good. I was doing my life's work at that place of employment. I was treated fairly. I was respected. I was sought after. All was well. But I wasn't in God's plan for this part of my life, right? I was relying on the security of a paycheck versus the security of my God's word. So I come back home in June and I feel like this could be soon ending. I always knew that I would be in business for myself because my business has been around for 4 years now, coming on 5 years in August this year. But I always felt like it would come decade, like 10 years or so from now. In June, I am getting this unction, this feeling like something happening. July of that year, of last year, the Holy Spirit said to me, August 30th. I said to him, what does that mean? I know the voice. I know the tone.
You know the tone.
It's time to do something. I said, wait now, Lord. You want me to leave by then or have been gone by then? Like, what to do?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't answer. August came. My birthday was August. The first week in August. I had a client wanted me to fly out to do some work with them. I had to make a quick deviation from returning from vacation. And I said to my leader, hey, I need to take one more day on vacation. I come back. And the response was a human response. But I realized, you know what? This starting to get different now. Because I can't serve two masters. I can't have the way the business is taken off. I can't work for somebody and still work for myself.
No.
This ain't somebody's doing on the side no more.
This your business.
This is my business. This is my life. This is God's work for me to do. So now I get to work now. I say, Lord, this and you talk about being uncomfortable. The whole month of August, things that I would jump out doing, I second my tea that. My temperament is changing. My attitude getting a little off. I'm certain that people could feel it. They just didn't tell me. Because of who I was to the organization, what I meant for them, what I was doing with the organization. It made sense that I was there. But my season in that moment had ended.
Okay.
And let me tell you something, listeners, to the show tonight. If you are walking in disobedience to God's plan for your life is going to be a living hell. God doesn't bring turmoil, you know. We do.
We do.
He gives you a choice. Son, follow my directions, follow my instructions, and do it now. Wish you did if you don't. And I wasn't prepared, Kenny, to wish I did. I didn't have time for that.
No.
Life too short to wishing you did.
Right.
So I gave my letter to people, and that was it. October 1st, 2024, began my journey into full-time business ownership. And if I could tell you something, the truth, Kenny, the truth. This phone in my hand has not rang one day since October 1st.
You want bag bread one day?
It was actually August 29th. The whole from August 29th to September 7th, the phone ain't not in. Ring every day. It ring every day. Two, three times. Hey, Ma, do you do? Hey, Ma, do you do? Hey, do you do? I was talking to somebody. Say, you was do. Wait a minute. Already? And this ain't even enacted yet. This just giving them the notice. September 30th was my last day. The first Monday. The last Monday in September was my last day on somebody's job. I won't go back. I can't go back. Let me tell you something. That ain't for everybody, Kenny.
No, it isn't.
Some people's lot in life is not entrepreneurship. It's not business ownership. That's quite fine. Mm-hmm. But whatever you find yourself doing in this world, do it as unto God.
Do it.
Stop complaining on the people's job. That's all you have to do.
That's it.
Stop making noise and go to work and do your best you could do. Until God tell you to do otherwise. Stop complaining. Stop making noise.
This is another question for you, Ahmad. How does your family life and your family structure help you? Work-life balance. How do you balance personal life and professional commitments, especially in high-pressure environments? Now, your family is unlike any family,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I say this without any hesitation.
Mm-hmm.
When my mom passed, well, your family know my mommy mm-hmm. before I know my mommy, but Aunt Vern mm-hmm. was there.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Charlie makes soup for daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Charlene was there. Uncle Eddie and Timmy.
Mm-hmm.
Annie Ann. Mm-hmm. Annie Marleen. Everybody
mm-hmm.
was there. Mm-hmm. Your brother. Everybody. Everybody was mm-hmm. in that church. Margo.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say a special Delta anniversary to all my Delta sorority sisters. Hi, my Soras.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
whoop. And happy Founders Day to the AKAs as well, you beautiful ladies. Sidetrack.
Mm-hmm.
Ahmad, your family is different from every family.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all have family dinner, y'all have this, y'all have that.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking before, not all family is blood.
Yes.
Because I call Aunt Vern, I say, Aunt Vern, I need a piece of macaroni for night. Mm-hmm. Aunt Vern baking a whole macaroni and telling me, come pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
Aunt Vern, I don't have nothing to eat. Aunt Vern, I hungry. And Imali and my pressure high.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Charlie making me tea.
Mm-hmm.
Charlene, just this evening, Charlene, mm-hmm. I need a night to get a pee kit.
Mm-hmm.
It is done.
Mm-hmm.
How does your family help you to your goals?
Yeah, listen. Family support is important. You said it just now. But I'm blessed to have a family that supports me, sows into me, believes in me, supports me. I could post something today and Rashay them got that on it everywhere in no time. Rashay, Adil, and Nell, they on my run.
Okay.
My brother, Vado, on my run. They posting that. Charlene them. Charlene is giving me job. Charlene is called. Listen to me. This man, hire this man. He's making good sense.
Okay.
She opens doors for me. And it's got all my family, all of them.
Nishka.
They support.
Vado. I mean, everybody was in that church.
They support beyond measure, right?
That's what family is,
That's what family is. And in some cases, some people don't have that.
I don't. One of my aunts was literally trying to take the flowers off my mother's grave. But I mean, that's a whole other story for a different show.
When you find that perhaps you don't have it familiarly, like through blood,
right?
You need to connect yourself with people who want to see better for you.
You have to.
They will challenge you when you're doing dumbness.
Right.
Hey, this ain't sound like what you told me you wanted to do 2 years ago, 2 months ago, one week ago. Why are you not moving toward that journey?
Right.
I have people in my life that sow into me with their prayers, Kenny.
Ah.
They pray for me, man.
Covers.
They pray for me more than they pray for themselves. They cover in me that God will protect, provide, and propel me. Before they pray for themselves, they're praying for me, my best friend in this whole land. This boy is praying for me like his life depended on it.
Wow.
You see what I'm saying? Like I have people in my life who sow into me with their prayers alone. My Grammy is calling me every day. Veronica Hazel, sweet baby Mackie. My favorite girl. She calls me. When I told her I was leaving the job and doing my own thing, she said, now, baby,
mm-hmm.
I'm praying for you.
Okay.
I'm praying. And Esther, 9 and 11. And every morning she calls me, how business looking?
Mm-hmm.
I just pray. My grandma's telling me she's praying for me 3 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
Minimum. When she don't remember, she's pray again.
Right.
Because I ain't sure if I pray this morning, let me pray one more time.
Right.
She wake up to go to the bathroom. Lord, send the business. Lord, keep the phone ringing. Lord, don't let the broke people call him.
No.
Lord, let the people with the good money call him.
Right.
Every day she's praying for me, Kenny. And sometimes you don't have that in your family, but you need to find that in your tribe.
I think so. I want to say too, I recently had conversations after dark.
Mm-hmm.
Margot showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Margot did the books in the front.
Mm-hmm.
Charlene come, did the bar. Nicole come, did everything what mm-hmm. needed to be done. Bianca came, set mm-hmm. up, did whatever had to be done. Latrinda, Crystal, they showed up for me. Koya came and left the event. And then she went to jungle practice and came back.
Wow.
The Honorable Leslie Miller Bryce, she sewed in.
Mm-hmm.
Pia sewed in.
Mm-hmm.
Precious sewed in. These women sewed in.
Mm-hmm.
They assisted me.
Mm-hmm.
Crystal Holder sewed in.
Mm-hmm.
And what I find amazing, right, is that you have women or you have men, and these are not your intimate circle friends,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
But they see you.
They see you. They see the vision.
They see you. There's a lady on my Facebook, Karen Moss. Her husband recently passed. But every day she would post my stuff.
Wow.
I don't know that woman from Adam.
Wow.
But she posts my stuff. And it's people, sometimes you say, hey, I really wish this person would support me. But it's the support you get from others. I don't have the same type of family mm-hmm. dynamic you have. Mm-hmm. I have my daddy
mm-hmm.
and my brother
mm-hmm.
and I have Ruben
mm-hmm.
and I have Nicole and Charlene and them, and they are my tribe.
Yeah.
They are my people. Lynette them, they are my people.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had a different circumstance, but I don't. But these are my people.
Yeah.
And I want us to understand, all family isn't blood.
No.
You have to expand.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes what has to happen in the family dynamic, it sets the tone for what happens in your real life.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Kenny. You have to, this is one of the key points of the Shift Conference too, Kenny, because sometimes we accept our circumstance as finality.
Mm.
Just because you don't see it, I mean, it doesn't exist.
No.
Go out there and create it. That's what you did.
And you have to be intentional.
Intentional about that.
Intentional.
Come on, man. You have to determine, I want more, I want better, I'm going to get that.
But you know what I feel like, Ahmad? I feel in some instances too, I want to show these dot, dot.
The children, of course.
I want to show them a different situation because you said I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
But I will show you I could do this. Mm-hmm. So you put yourself in a different mind space.
If only for that reason. If only for the reason to say to someone, look, man, see me? I doing better than you said I could. That's fine.
But see, you're a Christian, Amara. Yes, I ain't reached that level of Christianity yet because my words is be
a little different.
My words be peppered with some other words. Yeah. But Chris, what's going on? I have to go on break eight. Chris, I'm watching you. I'm watching you in this season, Chris. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be back. Everybody that is within the sound of my voice, you are listening to Kenny's Corner. We are shifting the elements. We are shifting our mindsets. Tonight, I want you to shift the energy. Put your leg on top of him instead of him putting his leg on top of you. We're going to be back. Guardian 96.9, fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I told you you can always count on me, darling.
Over the Bahamas, only Mahatma. Whether it's Bimini in the north or Mayaguana in the south, if you cook in white rice, fried rice, or peas and rice, pumpkin rice, crab and rice, or pumpkin rice for the best results, it must be Mahatma. Everyone loves Mahatma. Look for Mahatma long grain, gold, jasmine, basmati, or yellow rice. And for a healthier option, Mahatma brown rice. All over the Bahamas, only Mahatma.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn, and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence, and we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how does work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them and the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone. So nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You can never know what it's like. Your blood like winter freezes just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You'll wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask. In a simple way, and if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. And I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing.
Reggae music. I've been reggae music this whole time. At the end, I hope so, Chris. I'm watching you. Are we back, ladies and gents? We are back. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 Kenny's Corner. Chris, I sound weird in my head.
You sound fine to me.
I sound good? All right, here we go. Am I sounding smooth and sexy?
Indeed.
Absolutely.
Indeed.
All right. This is for Tavio. Tavio, I do not have on my musty jacket today. I have on my Delta sweatshirt. I was on my girls' trip recently with some fun ladies. Yes, I did. I do. I absolutely do. All right, Ahmad, I have some... We have a caller on the line. Chris, do we have... Let me ask this question first, though, Ahmad.
Mm-hmm.
What are the key lessons you've learned from being a professional... What are the key lessons you've learned from being a professional that apply to entrepreneurship and business?
Oh, so the lessons I've learned as a professional that I can now apply to business and entrepreneurship.
Yes.
Listen.
I probably typed it wrong.
No worries. Whatever you're doing, do it with excellence.
Mm.
People come, most of my business comes from the same clients over and over again.
Repeat business.
Because they know what I'm going to bring relentlessly. I am not going to let up on excellence.
Absolutely.
Excellence is my standard. Excellence is my brand. My father, God above, told me, I'm made in his image and likeness. God don't make no mistake. God don't do no foolishness. Mm. So I can't afford to be done on this road.
No.
So I bring to my clients exactly what they've paid for and 10 times that more.
Okay.
I will only bring excellence.
Only.
I don't tolerate it otherwise. I don't do foolishness. I can have it around me. And my brand, my name, my reputation as a businessman in this country and around the world is exceeded or preceded by my excellence. I do not do foolishness.
This is a text coming from our text line. Mm-hmm. I can identify with him. Powerful God we serve.
Amen.
He's real as the air we breathe.
Yes,
stay
sir.
In alignment with God.
Amen.
All right. This is another text coming in. Ahmad, you and Kenny should team up for a man-woman dynamic. Y'all boss as, oh God. Texters, you can't use explicits because I read just as you text.
Yes.
I can't say that little piece there, Ahmad. This is another text for you.
Mm-hmm.
Ahmad, I was recently in a conference with you.
Mm-hmm.
I sat in the front right row,
wow.
Blue suit. I felt as if though you were talking directly to me.
Wow.
I didn't quit my job immediately, but I spoke with my wife and she said, if that is what God is calling you to do, let us do that. I am now in business for myself. As
wow.
This is 2 months and I have not looked back. My wife works the regular 9 to 5. She brings up the balance. Many people say that for a man, you shouldn't allow this. But my wife supports me, and I thank her for it. Thank you, Ahmad, for speaking, or what I thought was speaking directly to me.
Wow.
So that's somebody that was at some place where you were.
I feel in my spirit, Kenny, I don't know for sure, but I feel that was at a banker conference.
Well, this person had on a blue suit?
I believe they did. I can't remember.
Okay.
But that message... Boy, God is good. God is faithful. Sometimes I get these things to say in my spirit, Kenny, that I don't know why I'm saying it.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm like, God, say it now. Do people hire me to speak about A?
Mm-hmm.
How do you want me come in here and say B? And I can guarantee you, Kenny, every time, every single time. Listen to me, y'all. Obedience unlocks abundance.
Obedience unlocks abundance. Ahmad, do you still go to the Catholic Church?
At this time, I do not. My family is still able members of the Holy Family. What's the word? The Bacala? What the word is, Kenny, under the cathedral? What it is? Bacchus.
I am speechless.
There's a scientific word for like not right below the cathedral. Anyway, the Great Holy Family Catholic Church, Roman Catholic Church on Robinson and Claret Roads.
But hold on.
Led by the one Father J. Cartwright, the best.
But,
in the business.
But Ahmad, but you still Catholic though, right?
Of course. You cannot be. What's the word I want to say? Let me sound educated. You cannot
renounce
your Catholicism.
Because
if you are baptized into the faith, confirmed into the faith, you are a Catholic.
I didn't know that.
I, however, do not attend a Catholic church at this time. I attend the Great Mount Tabor Church on Willow Street in the Pinewood Gardens. Come on and see us at 7:15 a.m. or 9:15 a.m. at
7:15 a.m. In the morning. Cheap.
7:15 a.m. Join us for a spirit-filled, real experience or go to Holy Family. Find the house of the Lord. That's the bottom line. You know, God ain't Catholic, Baptist, Anglican, none of that. God is God. He sees you, he sees me. And if God is talking to you wherever you find him, please go back there and let him talk to you. Because when you are obedient to God's instruction, God's word is established, Kenny.
Mm.
The Bible was written long before you and I reach. Mm. That is an established word with principles attached to it, and the principles are, once enacted, provide results. But God's instruction is timed, it expires, and it is unique to you. And every instruction has a consequence and a reward attached to it. So when you don't do what God say, do, you are either risking something or winning something.
I don't want to talk about the not going to the Catholic Church no more. Let me ask you this next question, Ahmad. As an entrepreneur, as a business owner,
my mommy says a basilica. Thank you, Timmy. He's a good Catholic woman.
Aunt Timmy,
she listening, gal.
All right, Aunt Timmy, hello. So
it's called a basilica. So, thank you so much, Madam Thompson. I appreciate you.
So Ahmad, as a business owner, how do you manage your finances? Because a lot of times people want to be in business, right? But they do not understand that the managing of your finances is extremely important.
Yes.
Like, I work for me, right? But of course, I do have people that I have to be manageable. And if I am having a large event, I do have, like if I have a wedding, I have to make sure that those people are taken care of. So when you say, do you pay all of your bills in excess? How do you manage that? Do you have a money manager? Who assists you with making sure that you cover? Mm-hmm. Are you still able to travel if you want to? Mm-hmm. Are you ever off?
No.
Do you have a secondary phone line?
No. I have one phone, and anybody coming up, just put my number from, I was 18.
Okay.
Hendrick, give me this number.
Jeez.
And Hendrick been dead from 2005. Mm-hmm. God rest the dead. Mm-hmm. Three questions you've asked. One, made the investment in a financial coach and financial, what's the word I want to use? I guess guru.
Okay.
He's actually on the flyer that you share with SDR.
Okay.
He is Nathaniel Butler.
I worked with Nathaniel recently for
excellent.
Yes.
Excellent. He's my financial coach.
Okay.
Why do I need a financial coach if I know how to manage money? Because to your point, when you go from the security of a 9-to-5 job, every week, no matter how much you get paid, that come in.
Right.
And you've learned how to manage that money and make that work. But now when you're getting, everything comes to you, it's all for you. If you don't go out, you can't make it. Mm-hmm. How do you now manage the finances that come along with being a business owner? So I've gotten I'm getting a financial coach, which will be Nathaniel Butler. Additionally, I was a banker in my former life.
Right.
So I taught people how to save, how to plan, how to pay, and so on and so forth.
Okay.
I manage my debt the way I want to be treated, if you will. I don't want anybody calling my phone. Don't bother me.
Right.
So I'm paying you up to the point where you got to call me. Also, I'm paying principal payments.
You apply it on the principal?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm getting rid of you sooner than I should.
Okay.
Right? Additionally, I'm a big conservative person. I don't tell a mad no.
No.
But I'm not irresponsible with my money.
Okay.
So say, for instance, there's a trip I want to go on. Okay. My best friend taught me this method. If the trip costs 10 cups, Kenny...
Right.
What do I have to do to make 10 cups?
10 jobs.
But no. What do I have to sell? Okay, so I used to do coaching.
Right.
I used to do webinars. I have to have 10 webinars to get my trip.
Right.
My business coach, Kishelle Davis, taught me that as well. Whatever you have to do, reverse engineer it. Okay.
Okay.
You want to take an eye to Israel. Mm-hmm. The ticket is $8,000 for an eye.
Right.
Huh? Maybe Google it. Google it. Let me tell you. Like, Google it.
Right.
Okay, your power girl. Mother sick. So now you say, okay, Ruben, we won't go to Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what we have to do. I have to do 14 mommy me. I have to do 18 wedding. I have to do 40s something to get the Israel money.
Okay.
So for the next 18, 14, and 4, that's only Israel.
Right.
That ain't the rest of the gigs you used to do. That ain't the rest of the work you used to do.
No.
Okay? So for me, I say, okay, I need to have a workshop. I need to do 3 workshops this month to pay off that debt.
Right.
Or I need to do 3 workshops this month to go to Japan in July.
Right.
What do you have to do to get to the point of you're not having to be enslaved to this thing?
Okay.
Right? Okay. So you plan your business based on your needs.
Oh.
You plan your business based on the surplus you wish to enjoy.
Okay.
As a business owner, I refuse to be working 900 million hours a day. I'm because my business is a mad. So Astute Talent Management is the name of the company, but when you book it, you book me.
Right. Like when you book Mommy Hustle, you book me.
Kenny.
But now I've also taken on this this premise that I will bring persons under me.
Sure.
And then I send them out to do different jobs.
Certainly.
But when it comes up to the speech writing and the rebranding and the marketing, that comes
from
me.
That's you.
I have to outsource my drone work. So I go to Ivar for that. Mm-hmm. I have to do my graphics. So I have my graphics person for that.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to have people that work for you in doing certain things.
Absolutely. So I'm not interested in doing graphic work.
No.
I don't have the time for that. I know what I want to see, but I have no time.
No.
He's just on a computer and doing no work. So I have his name is Clarence Carvel Aubrey.
Right.
He is currently living in Wichita, somewhere in Kansas, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Bahamian.
Right.
But Clarence, I have a shift conference. Anything you see shift, Clarence did it.
Right.
Any collateral you've seen on the internet, on Facebook, wherever you've seen it, it's all Clarence.
Right.
I don't have the energy for that, nor the time. I can't invest in that. My time, so I invest my money into it.
Absolutely.
That's the man's job. That's the man's 9 to 5. That's his livelihood.
Right.
So charge me, I can pay you. I need the thing on the internet tomorrow.
I need it tomorrow.
So, like tonight. In fact, send it tonight. But my point there is, right, if you have a goal that you've set, reverse engineer that goal. If you need to go, if you got to work 40 hours of overtime, let's say you have a 9 to 5 job, or you got to braid 14 heads, or you got to do 15 hands this week, use that methodology to get to your goal and have it set, have it met, and have it exceeded. Don't be a slave to the dollar.
No.
Make the dollar work for you.
Let the dollar work for
Come
you.
Come on. So now I'm diversifying my offering so that Kenny can now go and get a Suit Talent Management's interview guide.
Mm.
Right? That's collateral that's going to be published forever, and you could always use that.
Right.
I don't have to show up for you to buy the guide.
No.
So
and the book.
And the book.
Right.
Right? So when I am on stage at a workshop or at a conference speaking in Japan somewhere, you could still be edified by a Suit Talent Management's work by having gotten our interview guide, by having purchased our networking email scripts, by having purchased our opportunity now for you to figure out, how do I break into a space where they don't want me to come into? You said you wanted to be the director. You still want to be the director general of tourism.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they ain't giving you the opportunity here. How do you create the opportunity somewhere else to get what they're saying you don't have?
Mm.
So we've created a guide to help you to find the right volunteer opportunities now to get yourself one more visible, build your credibility, then make yourself more viable. All of these things now make me less involved in the business, but still give you the value you've been looking for as well.
This is the next question. Mm-hmm. Ahmad and Kenny, how do you...
We
can go there at 8 o'clock. You have a couple of minutes, Ahmad.
Yeah,
you have someplace to be. Hold on. So I have this question. Dwight can kill me. I have this next question, Ahmad. How do you deal with people that you see on a regular basis that have shut the door in your face?
Okay. Two things I need you to do. I mean this at the most level of my heart. Get over it.
Mm. You text her?
Honestly. If you are waiting around for the persons or people in your life to do what you want them to do, to act how you want them to act, you're wasting your time, you're making God shame. Get over it. You have to find the resolve within yourself to realize that this person is just not a part of your ministry. Don't take that personally. That can hurt. Of course, I don't want to sound insensitive, but what is the alternative? To live your life upset with somebody who chose not to give you an opportunity? Watching them live theirs, that makes no sense to me. Use that as a catalyst. Use that as a momentum to get to your next level.
So don't cuss them out.
Don't do that. What's the point in that? Don't curse them out. Don't carry on bad. Don't beat up your gum on the road. Don't talk about it on Facebook. First of all, I listened to one of my speakers this year. It's going to be Dr. Tori Phillips, a prophet out of Florida. Dr. Phillips had a live on Facebook the other day, and he said, stop talking your own business, please.
Mm.
Shh.
Silence is power.
Let them imagine what's coming next. Kenny, I could be in the same room as you. You have no idea what I'm dealing with, what I'm going through, or what I plan to do next. You will be surprised by it. I will catch you off guard. That's the point. Me and God moving, not me and you. So, you don't give me life. You don't give me sustenance. You give me heartache and headache. I ain't into that.
So when you say move in silence, when you say sneak attack them, Like a four-peat. That's what you mean. Like something.
Man, I need you to stay in the spirit. You Chris, wouldn't this cup this girl drinking? My daughter's was medicine. Listen to me.
This is
when I say move in silence, I don't mean become a recluse or become silly. I don't know the right word for it. But when I stop talking, you're telling all your girlfriends, all your brethren, all begging and start this, and all of a sudden you
just
see that pop
see.
Up.
Just let them see.
Or they start to speak death into your vision. Girl, can't ain't nobody get by that. Ain't nobody into that.
No.
Now listen to me. God put this on my heart for a reason.
Mm.
He expects it to come to life.
You know how many people tried to talk me out of naming the business Mummy Hustle? And I said, no, absolutely not.
First
that's
of all,
that's what it is.
Do they have a business to run?
No.
Are they content with life?
No.
Are they happy walking around in the presence of God?
No.
Likely not. They want you to be miserable with them.
No.
I need you to shift.
Shift.
Even the even if the person you lay against every night ain't the one for you, ask God to give you the strength to move on or to restore them. Because you cannot, this is what's going to happen, Kenny. I believe one day, this is what God said. One day, the rapture will sound. The trumpet will sound.
Yes.
And we can go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
The pastor on the thing which just now was saying, you can go, you can feel the fire somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be on the right side of the fire, chestnuts, or you want to be in the fire?
I would like to be okay. Chestnuts.
You're going to have to give an account to God for what you've done and not done with the gift he's given you.
Right.
There is no other person on the planet like Kennedy Campbell Moss. Nowhere, no how.
Right.
They ain't going to ever find another one.
No.
You born a child who can never be you.
No.
You come from a woman and a man who can never be you.
Right.
And the world needs, absolutely needs Kennedy Campbell Moss. Without you, the world is different.
I tell you that.
Okay. So you're going to now diminish your flame, diminish your light because somebody tell you, you still too much?
No.
Because your mommy tell you, girl, you need to go be a real... Qtel DeVoe, the bad gal coming out of Freeport for the conference.
The nails.
Okay? Qtel DeVoe has created an empire off of what your Grammy tell you wasting time doing. Now, Grammy had to lift and do and toil all her life. God bless Grammy.
God bless Grammy.
But Grammy ain't living the way she want, the way God say live, you know.
No.
Grammy toiled and stressed all her life. And she now see you coming up with a talent that she didn't have.
Right.
And she's speaking death into that. You're good best friend. You're a writer. Girl, why are you doing these nails things? I know your money in that.
Mm.
But she ain't got no money to put the water nothing. Every time you go out, you got to drive. Mm. You got to pay for the drink. You got to pay for the food. Girl, in my wallet home, you used to lie. You got no money. You broke. Stop hanging around these people who want nothing for their life because they want you to be in the same nothing pile as them.
Exactly.
Find the people who go in somewhere and ride that wave as long as you could. Hop on the train to somewhere. Get off the train to nowhere.
How important is networking? This is my last question before
me,
Chris run me. Chris, don't be mad with me. This is my last question.
Listen to me. Networking is, Jesus was a networker, Kenny.
Mm.
Jesus gone where the people used to gamble, womanize, smoke. But I don't know they smoke. Yeah, they smoke, but I don't know. But anyway.
They used to smoke
They were doing untoward things.
Seven.
And Jesus ain't stand up in the pulpit, wait. He say, man, y'all come. We got to go see what Miriam them and Stanley them and Peter them because, man, we got to save some souls.
Right.
Jesus networked to win souls for God.
Right.
That's the strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus was a network marketer. I'm going to give you a strategy. You sell it to the masses. Go out and be ye fishers of men.
Right.
That's the word of God.
Yes.
But you on here coop up with the same...
doctrine.
People.
The same people
who mean you no good.
And they can't buy you a Coke soda.
They can't buy you a Coke soda can. You're not even the one in the can.
And I like bottle Coke.
Come on. You're not like a bottle Coke, any?
Oh, that's a good belch.
That's good from your belly, from your duodenum. Okay. My point there is, family, you need to find the people, the network, the connection that's going. All they do is talk life. They speak life.
Mm-hmm.
Ahmad, what you doing next? Ahmad, we're coming up next. Ahmad, you got to take this idea and make it so-and-so. Okay, and you got to diversify your so-and-so and take it to the next level versus, Mama, why are you doing so much?
Mm.
I had somebody ask me in 2021, I believe. Why don't you give me a chance to miss you?
No.
I say it again. Say it in Spanish for me. Español, por favor.
Mm.
Why are you always everywhere?
Señor.
I say, you know, I really pray for you
mm.
and your deliverance.
They're your friend no more.
How you spell friend?
Okay.
J-E-S-U-S. What a friend we have in Jesus.
Mm.
I can tell you one thing. Listen to me. Connect yourself with people who make sense, who want to go somewhere and go with them.
All right.
The people in your life who ain't going nowhere, you know who they are. This is how I say it in my sessions, Kenny. Stop hanging with losers.
You know, we have adopted that very same thing.
We coddle them.
Mm.
We breastfeed them. We give them big, big, healthy meals, well, sturdy meals to eat, hearty meals to eat, peas and rice, macaroni, coleslaw, potato salad, ribs, chicken, fish. There's guava duff, lemonade. Big sign by the mouth, cold in the fridge.
With crushed ice.
Mm. We give them to eat every week and we let them get fat off of our purpose. I'm not walking in that purpose. Leave those people alone. And you know them by name.
Mm.
Every time you speak life, they speak death.
Mm.
Every time you try, they tell you stop. Every time you try to find a way out, they tell you you don't do much. You being extra. You think you switch. I have. And I cannot, will not, won't go back. Come with me, mine, but I ain't going back where you live. All the best.
We have run out of time. Chris is wrapping his fingers feverishly.
Oh, Lord. Chris, sorry about that.
I think I should have taken Dwight's advice and probably done the show for an hour.
Mm.
I'm going to listen to Dwight next week.
Mm-hmm.
This has been awesome. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to Shift.
Yes.
Ahmad, you have been awesome once again. Excellence has dwelled in your spirit, in your feet, and in your soul.
Can we see you running out with this whole four-peat thing?
Who
like
says that?
Annie Timmy.
I tell Annie Timmy not today. I will see her in the schoolyard. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Kenny's Corner. We were here with Ahmad.
Yes.
Shift your dynamic. Shift your mindset. This is January. Every day that you get up, it's an opportunity to shift, to be the person that you are destined to be.
Mm-hmm.
This is Kenny's Corner. Guardian Radio 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Yes. Thank you so much, Kenny, for the opportunity.
I lead at me the quiet waters, my soul hath restored again, and me to walk thou snake within the path of righteousness, even for his name's sake. Yeah, no, I walk in death's dark veil, it will I fear no ill. Thy rod and staff, they are with me, they surely comfort thee. My table, oh, has furnished in the presence of my foes. My head.